Yard setback for an in-ground pool, Sections 115-34 and 115-185D of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property located on the east side of Keenwick Road within the Keenwick subdivision. 911 is 38169 Keenwick Road, Selbyville. Zoning is medium residential district, and the tax map number is District 533, map 2009, parcel 72. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback proposed swimming pool. We have 5 letters of support, 0 letters in opposition, and no mail returns.
Good evening, sir. If you would, just press the button there on the bottom of your mic. There you go, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Robert Sherwood Groves, 3869 Keenwick Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 1997.
Karen Groves, 169 Keenwick Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give, the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
We do.
We do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours, sir.
Doing well, thank you. Thank you for affording us this opportunity to speak before you for this variance. As you can see, at lot 72, there was existing pool in place. Unfortunately, it was kind of like a polybutylene wall system with a liner, and the head from the prior, that's the proposed pool. However, the prior owners had the pool installed in 2003. With that being a polybutylene wall system, over time, the seam started separating and water, groundwater started backing up behind the liners. My wife and I, we had gone through liners over the last 9 years and came to the deterministic when we brought a pool contractor out, the installation contractor. He said it really had met expectancy. So we started negotiations with other pool companies and found a reputable company to come in, and we were pleased with their pricing and went ahead and entered into an agreement. And we gave them a $40,000 down payment along with a notice to proceed. So they came out, they demoed out the existing pool and the walkway and decking around that pool. And then they stopped, and because the pool is a little bit larger than the prior pool, and they said that they had to stop work because of the setback. And I said, wait a minute. I said, the existing footprint, the pool was at 10 foot, but you also had like a 4-foot walkway that went around. And I said, when your sales rep came out, told him about all this. Well, they failed to notify us of the foot setback. Otherwise, we would have applied for the variance entering into our agreement. So they wanted to shift the pool towards the left side. If you're looking at us towards the left side. Unfortunately, I have a live well that's still in use with the A.O. Smith Wafner, and I would have to remove that well in order to shift it. There are other pools in the hood that are upwards to 3 foot off their fence line. And, you know, I right now we're stuck. We have a gaping hole in our backyard, and it's been there since October, the end of October, end of November. And there's a lot of erosion starting to happen near my footers. My footers are actually starting to become exposed. So we're here, asking for the variance to shift the pool 4 feet to still give a 6-foot walk around the pool on the fence line. And I mean, it's not a fire hazard. If anything, the fire department can throw the pump truck hose into the pool and drain the pool if they need to. But that is why we are here this evening. We did petition some of our neighbors that are in the immediate proximity of our home. All of them were in agreement. That's the newly proposed pool. If anything, it's going to beautify and enhance the beautification of our neighborhood. It's a rather old neighborhood. It's late 60s, early 70s was when it was first developed. A lot of the homes on the canals aren't well maintained, but you have some folks, older folks, that are selling their homes, and the new buyers are actually trying to, you know, trying to redo their homes to add some beauty to the neighborhood. So that's why we're here.
Questions?
So I'm assuming that when you started construction, you had gotten approval from the HOA?
We really don't have an enforceable HOA, per se. They pay $50 a year. That covers our trash pickup, goes towards our trash pickup, and our flower beds. There's two flower beds in the neighborhood that they maintain, and snow removal. So.
And you said the neighbors that are most directly affected by this are all in a favor of this?
They are.
Yeah, we have a letter. He's actually the neighbor that's basically affected because the way where it is, he signed a letter saying he didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. How many pools would you say are on your street?
Actually, there's...
I saw across the street there was
there's
one.
There's three. There's three.
And then one across
directly on our street. And a brand new one just went in 2 months ago, directly across on the other side of our street on Keenwick.
So
you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five on our street that are built in pools. You have a couple above ground pools, but there's five on our street. And if you go further down our canal on Bayberry, there's another pool further down on the canal.
So you hired a company to come in and put a pool in. You thought everything was good, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Right.
They stopped. You needed a variance. What's the pool company's name?
Blue Haven.
Blue Haven Pool and Spas.
All right, thank you.
Do you know the size of the old pool in terms of approximate number of gallons and what's the size of the new pool that you're proposing?
Actually, the gallons, I wasn't able to calculate the gallons.
Okay.
I can give you the dimensions. It was an L-shaped pool, and it was 22 feet on the long side, 16 feet on the short side, 7 feet on the interior, and then it went an additional 8 feet towards the left.
Okay.
So you're looking at 8 and 16. So it was 22 by 24 if it were square.
And is, so I'm looking at 20 by 26 with I'll call it a jut on what you're proposing to do?
Correct.
Well, actually, the hot tub's going to take up a lot of the pool.
Yeah, there's a hot tub.
Okay.
That's proposed. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's actually going to be less water because
okay.
That hot tub's going to be on a pad, on a concrete pad as an insert. We didn't want the hot tub to be part of the pool in the event that it ever needed to be serviced or replaced. And not only that, we wanted to be able to utilize the hot tub over the cooler months versus 98 degree.
Yeah.
And the part up there, that's going to be a sun deck, which is only like 18 inches.
It's actually 12 inches of water.
Okay, yeah, right there.
Okay. Would it be fair to say that, in your opinion, this pool is approximately the same size in terms of the pool itself as the one you're taking out, or less or more?
It's a little bit longer lengthwise,
okay.
But it's a little bit squattier by the width.
Okay. Thank you.
Well.
Will it have a concrete walkway around it, or?
It'll have a concrete walkway where the sliding glass doors are leading over towards the screened-in deck, right where the top mullion stops, and then we're replacing the wooden deck with Trex.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And those raised walls are stone. They're going to be stone finish.
So the variance that you're requesting, is that including the sidewalk area for walking around the pool? I mean, is that, or is that stone wall where the edge is to the property line from the variance from there?
The actual variance is going to be from the water line, where her mouse arrow is, that water line right there, over to the fence is going to be 6 foot off of the fence. So the water line is going to be 6 foot off that fence.
Just to interrupt, the code requires that there's at least 3 feet between the fence and the pool.
Correct, and that's more than ample. You have 5 foot.
Yeah.
Because of the wall is 12 inches, so if it's 6 foot to the water line, it's going to be 5 foot clearance between the fence and the exterior finished wall.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking at this existing well pump, it's not quite the center of the property, but it appears to be directly behind the house and near the center of the lot. Is that correct?
It's not near the center of the lot. If you pull you see where the deck is? The front of the deck is kind of like, it's kind of like offset. It's kind of trying to be like a hectagon or octagon shape. It's literally almost in line with that riser for that second offset.
So where that drawing is accurate as to where it's located?
Correct.
Were there any complaints about the prior deck, or the prior pool, I should say, on the property?
No, everybody wanted to jump in. Yeah, since 2003.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned the hot tub. Is there any medical need that you could disclose as to reason to use the hot tub?
Yeah, I've had a double discectomy in my neck several years ago, and I just back in December 4th, I just had rotator cuff repair. I have 4 anchors in my shoulder, along with bicep tendon release, and I also have lower back pain as well. So currently I'm undergoing physical therapy for my shoulder along with aqua therapy. They have a new class starting up for aqua therapy that I'm thinking of taking for my back.
Is that something you think you'd be able to do in this pool too?
Absolutely.
All right, I have no further questions. I have a comment for the board. You may look at this and note that it's a 50 by 100 lot, and it would be subject to the small lot ordinance. However, that does not apply to pools. That's one of those things that is not covered there. The rear yard setback for a pool would be 6 feet, and a side yard is 10 feet. And I think kind of what they had on their drawing was inverted. So I just wanted to point that out to the board. So you're aware of that kind of distinctions. I didn't say anything wrong there, did I, miss the board? All right. Always check with staff, make sure I'm not out on.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
It does, sir.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 13022 for Ms. Karen Groves and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13022 for Ms. Karen Groves. The requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. For the following reasons, the property does have unique physical conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovinggood?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And aye too. So you vote 5-0, your case is approved. Nope. You can leave.
Yep.
Next case?